my cheetah realized it was a big fool.
In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government predicts a landslide victory for Bill Shevin in Parliament. Fatal road accidents claim four lives in Lusaka and Shangwe. And in international news, 11 killed in shooting targeting Jewish community at Australia's Bondi Beach, police say.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says that Bill 7 is headed for a landslide victory when it comes up for second reading in Parliament tomorrow. Addressing the media, Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, said apart from having the numbers in Parliament, most members of Parliament have reached consensus that the bill is progressive as it promotes the participation of youth, women and persons with disabilities. He has expressed concern that some church and traditional leaders are allegedly threatening to decampaign members of Parliament should they vote in favour of Bill 7.
The citizens should know, therefore, that the high-tailed orchestrated opposition to Bill number 7 is politically motivated. Nothing more, nothing less. Otherwise, Bill number 7 is forward-looking. Bill number 7 is going to be debated and determined and voted upon tomorrow. And Bill number 7 will go through via a landslide vote in Parliament, a wide majority. Where we stand today, Bill number 7 is unstoppable.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front Faction Chairperson for Legal Affairs, George Chisanga, has announced that all PF members of Parliament opposed to Bill 7 will not attend tomorrow's parliamentary session, maintaining that the bill remains unconstitutional.
I just want to also give my thanks to the many people that have called Honorable Brandon today, called myself and called all the other members of the party, including Honorable Nyirenda, to plead with us not to go to Parliament, to plead with us not to go and give credibility to a process that threatens so much to divide this nation. And for some of the statements that we are making, we know that those who don't believe in democracy are going to start seeking us out one by one. But frankly, we have to get to a country where we can return it to normal. And our responsibility is shared as members of Parliament. And we know we've got so many partners outside there who think that what we're doing is right. We are not going to be in Parliament tomorrow, and it's not because we have, you know, surrendered to the whims of those people. No, we are just stating a principle.
And opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalaba has urged the members of Parliament to rise above party lines and political convenience and instead act in the supreme interest of the people by safeguarding national unity, upholding constitutionalism and protecting the democratic promise entrusted to them. Four people have died while seven others have sustained serious injuries in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka and Chongwe districts yesterday. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the fatal accidents involved male pedestrians aged between 25 and 35 who died in a hit-and-run accident at Mandevu roundabout in Matero. Mr. Chilavi said a 48-year-old man was hit by a motor vehicle along Great North Road opposite Zambeef in Matero, while another unidentified man aged between 25 and 30 lost his life in a hit-and-run accident along Chalimbana Road in Chongwe. He has further disclosed that a 39-year-old man was fatally struck by a motor vehicle along Great East Road opposite the National Road Development Agency offices in Charleston. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The bodies of the deceased have been deposited at Matero Level 1 Hospital, Chongwe District Hospital, and the University Hospital mortuaries awaiting post-mortem examinations. In addition, serious injury accidents were recorded along Chipata Road in Marapodi Compound, Kawama area in Chongwe, and Twalada Road near John Howard Market in Lusaka. The injured include pedestrians, motorists, and passengers, including a six-month-old baby, who were rushed to nearby hospitals, with some admitted in serious condition.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has clarified that it will continue to provide timely and comprehensive operational updates through the media on high-profile public corruption cases. The commission has noted concerns raised by ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Tembatemba regarding public updates on such cases. In a statement issued by the Corporate Communications Unit, the Commission said it operates under strict professional and ethical standards, noting that prematurely discussing active investigation risks compromising evidence, jeopardizing legal processes, and violating the rights of individuals involved. The Commission said it remains open to constructive engagement with stakeholders such as ActionAid Zambia and reaffirmed its commitment to fighting corruption in a manner that preserves public trust while upholding the law. The Veterinary Association of Zambia has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to address long-standing concerns over salary scale reductions affecting veterinary officers in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. VAZ President Dr. Malcolm Chiova says many professionals in the sector were downgraded during the previous administration, a move that left them demoralized and financially disadvantaged. He explains that the affected officers were previously placed on the medical salary scale, a structure that recognized the technical and professional nature of their work. Dr. Chiova, however, says despite assurances following the change of government that the matter would be resolved, the promised restoration of the salary scales is yet to materialize.
The conditions of service for our colleagues in the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, when there was a change of government from the MMD to the PF, our colleagues were regraded in terms of their salaries. They were degraded, if you like it. We since appealed to the Republican president, Mr. President Hakainde Hichilema, that they needed to look at the regrading, of our colleagues to put them on the scale they existed before the judgment came and changed all that.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Telecommunications company Zamtel says it has begun an ambitious nationwide program to upgrade its communication sites from reliance on grid electricity and diesel generators to solar-powered systems with battery backup. In an interview, Zamtel Chief Executive Officer, Engineer Jason Mwanza, said the initiative is aimed at addressing frequent network disruptions caused by power outages. He has noted that the transition of renewable energy will significantly improve service reliability for customers across the country. Engineer Mwanza has explained that diesel-powered generators have increasingly proven unsustainable as they can only service sites for short periods due to the rising cost of fuel.
If there is no power, no commercial power for 8 hours, but when commercial power goes beyond 8 hours, it means that those hours that go above 8 hours, the site is going to be out. What are we doing to improve that? We are adding more sites to solar and battery backup solutions, not just diesel generator. Because diesel generator, when your outages are less than 4 hours, for example, 8 hours in a week, diesel generator is